This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
On the program, Texter just said, can you explain the commercial where the guy is standing in a pasture by a table with steaks on it? I'm so tired of hearing Heidi's ads. That actually is not a Heidi ad. That's a Chuck Schumer ad, is what that is. Trying to relax. Lots of news tonight. There she is again, so I mute it. Keep up the good work. I know what you're talking about, and I think there's a fact check necessary on that, because what they are accusing Congressman Cramer of in that ad regarding the country of origin labeling is actually the exact same way that Heidi Heitkamp voted. So it's kind of goofy, but tell you what, we're on it. We did one earlier with the border issue. Gave you the facts on that, and if any of these ads you want to know, like, tell me what the scoop is on this, tell us, because we'll do it. We'll do a little ad watch for you right here on the program. Jim in Bismarck's been waiting a half hour to get in here with a guest suggestion. Before I go to our next guest, I want to get you in, Jim. What did you want us to add to the guest list here?
Brigitte, Gabrielle, and Judge Jeanine Pirro.
All right, Judge Jeanine is on. She was on the top of the list. She's written a new book, so we got her on already, but Brigitte Gabriel is not. I'll add that one to the list. She's been on before, but she is a very informed guest. She's lots of passion there. So I'm adding it to the list, Jim. Thanks for listening, okay?
Thank you.
You bet. Good to talk to you. And without any further ado, our next guest on What's on Your Mind, Senator John Hoeven. Hey, Senator, how are you?
Good, Scott. Greetings to you and your listeners.
You bet. And by the way, if you have a question or comment for Senator Hoeven, we welcome it. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I want everybody to know, not one time in the entire time that I've known Governor Hoeven as governor and senator, have we called and said, would you come on, that they haven't said, let's schedule it. You know, obviously, you got to work schedules out, but always accessible. And accessible to our listeners as well. And, of course, we do the town hall with Congressman Cramer weekly. Governor Burgum, you just heard. This is something that I think I really encourage people to recognize as a significant a victory, if you will, of the understanding of the fact that elected leaders work for the people. So we're glad we can facilitate it, and really appreciate Senator Hoeven and others doing what they do and being accessible to us. So we appreciate it very much. And we know that there are other elected leaders in North Dakota who don't do that, even when they're running for Senate. So it's something you should know. So what's on your mind today?
Well, I'm right now on my way to Jamestown, and I got to talk to them about transferring the land around the Jamestown Reservoir to the people that own the homes. They're going to be able to buy their homes. We don't have it quite final yet, but I got the amendment all set to go. I think I've got buy-in on the legislation, and I'm going to attach it to what's called the Water Resource Development Act, which I hope to have passed by Labor Day. And so it's a really big deal and a good deal, because you've got 71 homeowners around that lake that have been renting from the federal government. And with this legislation, they'll be able to buy the land their homes on. And it's something that, you know, they came to me and we've been working together. And so I'm excited, because it looks like we'll get that bill hopefully wrapped up by Labor Day. And then those good people can buy the land that their homes are on around Jamestown Reservoir.
Yesterday, the Secretary of Transportation was here, Elaine Chao. What priorities did you converse with her about?
Well, of course, the things that, you know, you'd expect. I mean, right front and center, obviously, a good infrastructure package. Obviously, that's vital. But, you know, it was a great time to talk about limited government that empowers people, cutting the regulatory burden, cutting tax burden, the things that have really made our economy go and grow. And obviously, she's part of President Trump's cabinet, and she's hard at work on that agenda, and we're seeing that impact, not just here in North Dakota. You know, our challenge is finding workers, but even around the country you're seeing it, both because people are keeping more of their hard-earned tax dollars, but also because it generates economic growth, more job creation. So, you know, those are the themes, and all part of what I call really a focus on the fundamentals of, you know, limited government that empowers people and really makes our economy go. And then, of course, the other things like law enforcement, support for our military, border security, the things that make our people feel secure at home and abroad. So, again, those are the kind of themes we sounded, and we really appreciate her being here.
I want to ask you about the Farm Bill and the upcoming conference committee, as well as the latest on the trade situation as well. But we have some calls waiting to chat with Senator Hovind. First is Ben in Billings County. Go ahead, Ben.
Hey, Senator Hovind. Say, I live on the Little Missouri River, and downriver a ways, there's a guy named Wiley Bice that he built a bridge, which he thought was on private land, and some of it ended up being on BLM land, which I guess is potentially could cause kind of a messy deal. And I guess I would like to see if you could do something to help smooth this over for him, because it really is a big asset to, you know, to the community and to his ranch. And it would be a big benefit if you could do like a land trade or something with, you know, maybe get Secretary Zinke involved in it or something. And I just wanted to bring that to your awareness and see if you could do something to help Wiley out on that.
Well, Ben, thanks for calling in. And I tell you what, if you can get, you know, contact information to Scott, then we'll get it from Scott. And we'll follow up with you and see if there is something that we can do out there. I know the Billings County Commissioners and others have been trying to figure out how to address a bridge issue out there. And so we'll get your info, and I'll have somebody follow up, and we'll see if there's something we can do maybe to assist.
Manny, if you want to grab his information there, we will get that on to Senator Hovind's office. Thank you, Ben. Appreciate the call. He's on line four there.
I've got a person by the name of Sherry Burke out in Watford City who is real good, and I can get her over there, and maybe we can see if we can figure out something to help.
Exactly. A texter here wants to know about the work requirements in the Farm Bill and which version you favor. I know that's been a big point of contention. You know, everything I've seen about the House work requirements seem very reasonable. What is the deal? Why are those being fought so vigorously by Chuck Schumer and other Democrats?
Right. That's an important question. Good one to go through. As a matter of fact, after I'm in Jamestown this morning, we're on our way over, and I'll have to mention to Governor Burgum I'm going to be a little tardy for my meeting because there's some road construction. But that's a good thing, right? We want that. We want our roads in top shape. So we're just going through a little road construction now, but 'tis the season. And then I'm going over to Fargo, and we're going to actually have a roundtable on the Farm Bill. I've got one of the FTC or CFTC commissioners coming in. I'll have Brad Tickerson with FSA. So we'll be going through this. And that's one of the key issues in the Farm Bill is the food stamp provision. And we want a good work requirement. And, yeah, I'm certainly willing to work with the House work requirement. We also have a Senate work requirement, and we're going to have to come up with something where we get agreement. We want to require work. This is about getting people back to self-sufficiency. It should be flexible and accountable and meet the need. But, I think the House has a good provision. The Senate has a provision as well, but we're going to have to find a way to put the two together and make it work. And I can go into more detail about how each one works if you want, but that is probably going to be the toughest issue to resolve on the conference committee.
So, what's the deal? Well, I mean, for one, I don't see anything in the House version at all that looks mean or, you know, onerous, right, or something that would be, used against somebody politically. I mean, it basically says if you're able-bodied, you're not a primary caregiver, and just says you work or volunteer 20 hours a week to get the taxpayer benefit. That isn't too strict, is it?
Yeah, Right, Scott. I mean, here's the main differences, as I understand them, and there may be more to it. But this is, some of the main point. In the House version, what they provide that if you're 50 to 59, the work requirement applies to you. Right now, that goes up to about age 50 rather than age 59. And then the other is it changes. If you have a dependent under 18. Then single parent dependent under 18, then the work requirement doesn't apply. They changed that and they dropped that from 18 to a single parent with a dependent who's 6 years old or less. And then the other thing is some of the enforcement rules in terms of the states enforcing the work requirement. And this is where the House is trying to tighten up and make sure that states, in fact, do enforce the work requirement. The Senate does some of that, but not as much. So those are the main points that have to be figured out. And I've already talked to the president. I've been up to the White House and talked to the president about working on this very issue.
And he's very much in favor of the work requirements as well, and has talked about that all along. Been part of this debate.
Yeah,
Senator John Hovind with us today on the program. We need to take a short break. Come back with more after this. Don't go away, folks.
What's on your mind? Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. We're in the sauna section. Finleo, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means that it's a Minnesota-based company, and they'll be 100 years old in the next couple of years here, and they're made in Cocada, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it. You can build your own. You can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going to feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you're going to get that runner's high. It's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins. And I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in the sauna? Like Roundup or herbicides. It's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you. ACE promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake 2.
So maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction, land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too, 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Angie's List has collected millions of verified reviews of local home service providers, and now they're free for everyone to read. Angie's List makes it easy for you to find top quality service providers in your area for any type of home project. Search for a great pro in your area, or let Angie's List instantly match you to a few who can do the job. To get the most reviews from real customers, all for free, go to AngiesList.com today.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
This article, put it in my stack of stuff. Oh, here it is. Meat, saturated fat, and long life. That's the story. It's actually National Geographic article that talks about how Hong Kong consumes more meat per person, both with calories and in weight, than any other nation. So they eat 60% more meat than the next highest meat eaters in New Zealand. And, you know, all this number three in the world in per capita beef consumption. And guess what? Hong Kong has a life expectancy of 84.3 years. And it connects all these dots on life expectancy and where the meat eaters are. I thought, well, you know what? Imagine that. And then that great tasting grass-finished beef from the Dakota Lazy J Ranch. All that nutritious protein. The omega oils as well that you get. Grass-finished is best because it's high in those omega-3 oils. That's the big deal. You can buy your own beef right there. They'll deliver the actual cattle up to the butcher shop of your choice. So call them for details, 605-524-3472. On Facebook at DakotaLazyJRanch.com. Back with Senator John Hoeven on our conversation today on What's on Your Mind. Calls, questions, comments, and your emails or texts welcome as well for Senator Hoeven. Just want to finish on the farm bill. So the conference committee meets when, and when do you anticipate that the president gets a bill to sign?
Well, we'll start meeting this month. Again, you know, we're in session all month. The House isn't, so I'm not exactly sure how that works. We have to find out, you know, how they want to handle that meeting schedule. But the key is that we, you know, get this resolved as soon as I'm pushing for sooner, obviously. The current farm bill expires in September, so we need to get it done. And then once we get a conference report, the House and Senate each vote on that again, and the president, it would go up to the president for signature. So, you know, I'm pushing. You know how this goes. Folks always like to delay, but we need to keep pushing. This would be the first time in more than 20 years that we potentially will have this thing done before the current farm bill expires, and we'd sure like to do it. I'm going to, you know, just do everything I can to keep pushing on it.
And I'm really impressed with President Trump's reverence, I don't know if that's the right word, but attention to the agriculture community and understanding that there is obviously some bumps with this trade. But, you know, it seems genuine. It doesn't seem like it's political. He's just really saying that this is part of my crowd. This is the forgotten American. I mean, do you get that sense that he's dialed in on agriculture right now?
Yes. You know, and I've been up to the White House. I've talked to him in other venues, been on Air Force One, and I've talked to him about this trade stuff a ton. And, of course, that's why he came out, and I'll continue to. And I'm pushing to get it done as soon as we can, but he's trying to get better trade deals. And, of course, the reason he put the aid package worth $12 billion is to help farmers because these retaliatory tariffs come on our farmers first. And China's targeting them. The reason it's $12 billion is because it's about, USDA estimates, about, you know, $11 billion in impacts. And, of course, it's not only to help our producers get through this negotiation period, it also sends a signal to China and these other trading partners that we're, you know, that we're serious, that the president's serious about getting this done and getting a better deal, not just for our farmers, but across the board, getting fair deals in terms of trade.
And you've told us before that, you know, he said the longer we wait, the better the deals get, that NAFTA is already better than it was, and just, you know, it's very close, it's very close. I mean, are we talking about, you know, August close, or are we talking October close, do you think?
So in the case of NAFTA, and you saw, you know, we made some important progress with the EU. There are other countries in South America where there's progress been made. I mean, some of the others, South Korea, I think that agreement's pretty much done. On NAFTA, I always bring this up, and I try to be very specific. At the last meeting we had, wasn't that long ago, I said, are we still looking at NAFTA early fall? He said, yes, he thinks he can still get something done with NAFTA by early fall. He indicated that doing very well with Mexico. And I said, well, why not then ink a deal with Mexico? And maybe that'll put more pressure on Canada to get on board. So hopefully NAFTA early fall. China's a tougher nut. And, you know, that's a tough one, particularly because of our soybeans and those kind of things. So that's one of the things I'll be going through at my roundtable today, and I'll be having others is to talk about that assistance for those farmers. But again, you know, the goal and what we need to get to are these trade deals, and obviously as soon as we can.
Denny in Moorhead, let's get you in here for a question for Senator John Hovind. Go ahead, Denny.
Yes, good morning, Senator Hovind. Back in 2013, you voted for the immigration bill, which had a supermajority that the president said he would have signed. It would have paid for the border wall. It would have been built by now. They would have had to pay a fine. They would have had to gone to the back of the list. Wouldn't that have been solved? That would have been passed. And the only reason it wasn't passed because John Boehner put his political party in head of the country because he wouldn't bring it up on the House floor?
You know, thanks. The important issue. Appreciate the question. I really think the president has put forward an approach that we ought to, that we should be able to pass. It has four principles in it. It's secure the border, build the wall. It's address the DACA issue, the DACA recipients, and then end the chain migration and the lottery system and go to a merit-based system. And those are the four principles he's put forward. I voted for that. We put a bill on the Senate floor that followed those principles. Clearly, it's something that he would support. So I think, you know, if the Senate would pass that, I think that would bring the House with us, and I think that's really the approach that could get done, and that it addresses border security, it addresses DACA, and it gets us to the kind of immigration we really need, which is merit-based. And think of how that would really help our country if we could get to merit-based immigration system. Look at the needs we have for skills across the board. And so I think that's the approach.
Is the caller right that the other bill was a missed opportunity and we'd be a lot further along now, or is that just the typical way Washington works and the time it takes to get policy like that done?
That legislation would have been changed. It had a long way to go. Remember, the Senate is one step, the House is one step, the President is one step. You got to get all three on board, and that would have needed significantly more work, obviously. And that's why I talk about you know, these four principles, and actually the bill that we considered in the Senate that has those four principles this year is the kind of solution that I believe could get support from the House and obviously the President, because it followed his principles, as well as the Senate. And that's what you need to get, you know, to address the immigration issue.
All right, Senator, thanks so much for the time today. Appreciate it. Look forward to chatting again soon. Safe travels to Jamestown and on to Fargo for the Trade Roundtable today. We appreciate the time.
All right. Good to be with you. Thank you.
You as well. More after this short timeout on What's On Your Mind. Your calls, your questions, your comments, welcome at 800-228-0550. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's On Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code BESTOFTHEWEST for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. sanctions that had been suspended by the 2015 nuclear agreement are back in place against Iran, 3 months after President Trump pulled the United States out of that agreement. This round hits Iran's trade in gold and other precious metals and a wide range of currency transactions. Sanctions due to hit in November will impact Iran's oil exports. President Trump's National Security Advisor John Bolton says the sanctions are already having an impact. In fact, they have since around May.
today.
Because many businesses around the world didn't want to risk losing business in the United States in order to continue to do business with Iran. So the implications are already pretty profound. They'll grow more profound in November when the oil-related sanctions kick in as well.
Bolton spoke on Fox and Friends, and this is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
You go to secureenergyfuture.org, secureenergyfuture.org. You can find out about clean, reliable, affordable energy. That's right. Clean, beautiful coal provides you reliable, affordable energy. SecureEnergyFuture.org does a few things. One, you got the latest news. Stay up to speed on what's going on. You also have an ability to let your elected leaders know you stand with coal and you want them to as well. Pretty simple. History of clean, beautiful coal in North Dakota on there as well. And just if you do nothing else, if you don't even, you know, hit the website and talk to your elected leaders or get the latest information, just next time you throw the light switch on, do me this favor and think a little bit about where's that coming from? How's that happening? I love that. Not a bad idea at all. Okay? All right. I can't believe this, Todd, but so far, the majority of people want me to play Mike again. I really thought this would not be popular. Now, it's your last chance to vote because it's not the end of the show yet. So I'm not going
You're
to do it.
You're surprised at that?
Just give us a yes or a no. I thought they would opt for a no. This is, you know.
Oh, come on. That was entertainment there.
Although I feel a lot better after this text. You are not the biggest piece of crap on the radio. I can think of many who are much bigger pieces of crap than you. So there you go. I'm on the piece of crap list. I'm, you know, maybe.
It's kind of a left-handed compliment,
isn't yeah,
it?
Right there in the middle somewhere. So, yeah, I love it. Morning, Scott. When the liberals don't stay on to debate their issues and just drop off the phone, maybe you should play the chicken dance song. All right, I'll challenge Todd. Can we find the chicken dance and get it ready for anybody that hangs up? Yeah. Does the state hospital realize Mike got out, or are they just punking you? Yeah, I don't know. Thank you for that. Texture says, I'm excited for North Dakota. Your congressional leadership has really grabbed the attention of the nation. Being from South Dakota, I wish our leadership would look outside the box. We seem to be complacent. Proud to be your neighbor. Love your show. Thank you for the text. And yes, next time somebody hangs up and does a drive-by, doesn't want to actually continue a conversation, then look out. you're going to get the chicken dance. Another texter says, I don't know if this has been discussed. As I remember, the bill introduced by Jeff Flake and his kind, wasn't there something about most of the U.S. being covered under a bill and no arrests of illegals all over the country not permitted? Joe in Aberdeen wants to know. Could be. Yeah. All right. Let's see here. Question for Senator Hovind. What are you doing for equal justice under our law in holding Rosenstein, Ray, Mueller, and Sessions to account for their coup d'etat against the president? Our voice, our vote. What is John Hovind personally doing to hold this cabal to account? It's a good question. Unfortunately, it came after the senators left us, so I can't ask it for you, okay? You can ask me anything, 258-0550. Don't hang up, or Todd's going to play the song. 800-228-0550. I had one little piece of unfinished business from before I said we'd get to later after the interviews. I think it was on the ad watch again, on the cool ad. I'll come back to that in a sec. Asu and Mandan, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm calling because I delivered the newspaper this morning. There's a huge picture of Heidi on the front, and it just says she's a candidate, basically. There is an article talking about debates that offer information. Okay. But there is absolutely nothing about the Secretary of Transportation from the administration being in the state. There's nothing, of course, about the ACU conference or anything like that. Nothing about Cramer anywhere. And last week we had seen somebody else's newspaper, and after Grace Link's 100th birthday party, which we would have thought would have been front page news, it was not on the front page of the Tribune or anywhere in the Tribune. I called into them in complaint, and I said, just where's your head? It's apparent that you're one-sided because there's this huge, picture of a close-up of Heidi, and nothing of these other important things.
I'm not looking at the Bismarck Tribune, but I am on their website, so I'm not looking at the actual paper, but I just did a search for Chow. Elaine Chao, who, as you mentioned, Secretary of Transportation, was here yesterday at the Heritage Center, and there's nothing in here. That's pretty bizarre.
Yes, it is. Notice last week that Grace Link's picture was on the website Tribune, but not in the paper itself. Then nothing about Elaine Chao. They did have stuff about her in the news last night. They didn't mention CPAC or ACU, but they did show her. And that was important, you know. What's the Tribune's thinking?
Now, who wrote this story? Trying to see who did the story you're talking about on the debates. Jack Dura, who's a lefty. I mean, most of them are. It isn't hard. But I don't know. I'd love to know how they decide. I mean, the Fargo Forum sometimes puts the most bizarre things on the front page. I mean, just like, this is news? This is like, a circus act, not news. I don't know what in the world, I don't understand how they do it. In this case, they're talking about debates in October.
Yeah.
Right? Is there any rush to have a story out about debates in October?
Well, and are they debates between Heidi and Kevin? Why not have a picture of Heidi and Kevin?
Yeah, interesting.
And it's a bigger than average picture on the front of Heidi, a close up of Heidi.
This is how fake news works. This is how they work. I mean, this is their agenda. As I've said many times, the biggest bit of bias that happens in the Bismarck Tribune or other newsrooms is, they get some people around the table and they decide what's news, what's not, what's going to go on the front page, what's not, and 8 out of 10 are liberals who decide such things. And so everything they decide is through the prism of their political beliefs. And that's why things like you say, okay, story about debate, Heidi Heitkamp's picture there. Kevin Kramer's picture is not there.
Yes. Are they showing us which side they're on? Yes. Which they shouldn't be on any side.
No kidding. Yeah, very interesting. Thanks for the call, Sue. I appreciate it very much.
Okey-doke.
So I know what it was that I was going to get to. Somebody asked for, here's the exact text. Good morning. Say, can you explain the commercial where the guy is standing in a pasture by a table with steaks on it? I'm so tired of hearing Heidi's ad. She's on the radio all day trying to relax and watch the news at night, and there she is again, so I mute it. Keep up the good work. Well, thank you for that. Texter says, face it, we have to redo the country of origin labeling because we got into horrible trade deals. All right. Let me explain the commercial best I can. In fact, I did a little checking on this, and my understanding was, first of all, this is put out by the Senate Majority PAC. So this is Chuck Schumer. Do I need to say any more? So when you see the beef ad, and you see the thing that says Kevin Kramer sold out North Dakota and beef drops on this table, out in the beautiful bluffs, it is Chuck Schumer / Heidi Heitkamp that brings this. So do I really need to even go through any more? You know? Do I really need to tell you any more? And Rob Port of the Say Anything blog is reporting that the Heitkamp campaign routinely signals the talking points and even video footage they'd like groups to, like the Dakota Democrat, rather, Senate Majority PAC to use. So there's not supposed to be collaboration, but it sounds like there is. But this is not a Heitkamp ad. This is Chuck Schumer's ad. So, well, here's what Rob says about it. I'll just tell you what Rob says. Here's what I know. What they are accusing Congressman Kramer of, Senator Heitkamp voted the same way. So the ad could just as equally say she sold out North Dakota. That's the bizarre part of it. So I don't know if they didn't fact check this or what happened. So they're saying Kramer sold out North Dakota on country of origin labeling. Well, so did Heidi Heitkamp. In the ad, they talk about a vote on H.R. 2393, Country of Origin Labeling Amendments Act. And that would have ended country of origin labeling requirements for beef, pork, and poultry. Legislation passed the House with 300 votes, 66 of which were Democrats. One of those 300 was Kevin Kramer. The legislation never got a vote in the Senate chamber, because most of the provisions were put into another bill, H.R. 2029, the Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2016, and it included a repeal of the cool requirement for beef and pork. Here's your vote right here. Then it says in the ad, Congressman Kramer, this is from Rob Port, he did a nice job unearthing this, Congressman Kramer took money from unnamed special interests the same day he announced support for repealing the cool labeling plan. The ad makes a broad reference to the FEC as the source for the claim, as well as a press release from Kramer's office. Well, he dug into this and said there was no donation that day. So they're lying through the whole ad. But it's Chuck Schumer! I mean, are we surprised? That big thing on the ad says Kramer announced his position the same day he took money from them. Not true. So I hope that helps. Happy to do the ad watches when necessary. More after this. Don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
This Monday night, Dickinson, North Dakota, an open house, and you're invited. Endeavor is planning to produce renewable diesel from its refinery by converting it from a petroleum refinery to a vegetable oil refinery. Come join us for an informational open house at the Vigeo Activity Center at Dickinson State University, Monday from 6 to 8 p.m. Come anytime. Learn about the project and its benefits. The team will be available to answer any questions and hear your concerns, too. Monday, Vigeo Activity Center, Dickinson State University, anytime from 6 to 8 p.m. Find out more at endeavor.com/Dickinson.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic, computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Scott Hannon here with a reading recommendation. The book Open Secrets of Success should be on your nightstand. The Gary Fileson story is a roadmap to how to go from Daisy, North Dakota, to being a billionaire and one of the country's greatest hotel developers, the biggest. What an incredible story it is. I've met Gary. I've interviewed him many times. I really enjoy this book because there's so many things here, not all ups, but downs, and how you react to them and what you do and how you take life lessons very young. Lessons from your parents, lessons from your neighbors, and turn them into a roadmap on how you build a business. And Gary has built some great ones, including an incredible ESOP that made a lot of folks very, very wealthy for their work. The book is called Open Secrets of Success, the Gary Fileson Story, written by Patrick McCloskey from the University of Mary Press. Buy it wherever you buy books. Get it online. Just get the book, read it, and pick up some great lessons on Open Secrets of Success from Gary Fileson. You'll enjoy it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We have had a lot of nice compliments about this program as a result of the very horrible things Mike and another caller yesterday were saying about us, right? And people going out of their way to say, hey, I don't like that guy. I wish he wouldn't have said that, which is very nice of you. We appreciate the support is what I want to tell you. And there is a way you can support us and continue to have this program broadcasting, okay? Beyond sending a text and doing a nice note. And that is when you hear advertisers on each of our four stations during this program, during the show, you can say, I'm going to make a point to go there. Right? I'm going to go see Vince over at the Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. By golly, I'm going to buy him my pillow. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do what I can to help the late night industry, or the ND Energy, the energy of North Dakota, folks at the North Dakota Petroleum Council and all the good work they do. These are the people that support us day in and day out. Energy for North Dakota, all energy for North Dakota, right? And I mean, we have support from every kind of energy source, basically, except hydro, I guess, right? Nuclear, maybe. Although there's a few power co-ops that advertise. Anyway, we appreciate it. And we give you good deals, too, like the My Pillows, where you get right now two premium My Pillows, two go-anywhere My Pillows for 50% off. You call 800-506-9028 or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. Anything you buy, somebody told me the other day, oh, I saw that My Pillow bed. Man, that thing's amazing. I ordered it up. I saw this whole infomercial on it. I said, did you use the promo code Scott? Well, no, I used their promo code. Well, we could have got you a better deal up to 50% off. So always use our promo code, Scott. MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. So a listener in Tucson. Are you in Tucson or are you from Tucson, Arthur?
Well, I'm from North Dakota, and I spent a couple of years in Tucson. I'm heading back out to the oil field right now to drive for a couple of months.
Got it. So you're like both places.
Yeah, I'm all over.
Yeah. What's on your line today?
Hey, I heard you talking with Mike the other day, and I wanted to tell you how I've had success in talking to liberals. When they call in, their favorite technique is to, you know, bring up a subject and you hit them with a little bit of fact, and they say, yeah, well, what about this? And then they move on to something else, and you follow them.
You absolutely nailed it, Arthur. It's unbelievable how often it happens.
Yeah, and he dragged you through 27 subjects in three Canadian provinces. And I think all you have to do is drag them back to the subject, because we're right on almost everything. And just hit him with the facts, and then let him choose the next one, like Trump lies. Okay, give me an example, you know, and then defeat him there. That's kind of all I really have for you.
That's good, Arthur. You're exactly right. But you just got to say, no, one at a time. You anything, you know, let's talk about anything you want. You pick the topic, you pick the fact, but you got to.
And then hit him with the big four, you know, the wall. Nuclear weapons in Iran, nuclear weapons in North Korea, the tax cuts. Where do you stand on that? And, you know, where do you stand on that, Heidi? You know?
Great points, Arthur. I appreciate your call. Call again. Great to have you back from Arizona. Texter wants to know where that roundtable is with Senator Hovind. The Farm Bill Roundtable. He's got a CFTC commissioner here for that as well. Is happening 1:30 today, North Dakota State University, Berry Hall. 811 2nd Avenue North in Fargo. All right, so we answered that. Texter says, play it. It's important to see both sides. And when people see how crazy the far left is, the people in the middle might come over to our side. I know how many listeners don't want to hear it, but those are people who already made up their mind. I think it's beneficial in the end. Yeah? Maybe a couple of minutes. We don't... You know, there's probably as many no's as there is yeses. So we don't have really a consensus on this. You know? But maybe just a teeny little bit of, yeah, just a whet your appetite on Mike from Stanton yesterday in case you missed this.
Be terrific. I love your idea. Just we can finally hear something more than your propaganda. You know Tony Bender. He'd be terrific. He'd lift the shades and cut through your nonsense so fast your head would spin. I'm a knucklehead. I'll come on and bust through your propaganda program. You are the worst. You are the epitome of fake news.
I'm the epitome of fake news there, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
A texture, by the way.
Congrats on the promotion.
Yeah. That's not fake news on the Bismarck Tribune. It's news propaganda. No, I think it's fake news. I do, because, again, if it's propaganda, then it's not news. So it's fake. That's my take. Texter, may I also suggest a bird is the word song for hang-ups? Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll go there. Scott, I think you are a very nice guy, and I listen every day, but you do have a face for radio. How about that? A compliment and then whack. Did you get the whack,
wow.
Todd? Got the whack.
Face for radio. Okay.
Yeah, exactly right.
Another
property tax increase in Minot for 2019. When will it stop? Brutal. We're working on the state fair story, too, so we're on that. And how can they get away with lying in these ads? That's a fair question. They get fact-checked sometimes, as one ad did. God bless you, folks. Got to go. See you tomorrow. Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.